Tell me a little bit about how you have managed to make a transition from a part-time artist to a full-time functioning in a studio making art. And in fact, behind you, making your very first sculpture, which is not mentioned in the main interview. How have you managed to make this transition from part-time to full-time?
Well, part of it is that I am married, and so I'm not solely dependent on my income. Not that we have a lot of income, but I do have another person that's supportive of my career, and that I have to give a shout out to Chris. That makes a huge difference. But when I got my studio space 15 years ago, I made a deal with myself that I would not take from our joint finances. My art career would be self-financed. And so I can tell you, I've done a lot of strange art jobs.
Like?
I have drawn Godzilla. I wouldn't want that in my portfolio, but God bless the person that commissioned me to do that Godzilla. It paid my month's rent. So I did birth photography. I did part-time graphic design on the side for different projects. I've done a lot of little odd jobs, but I always had a vision for what I wanted the art, not necessarily what the form of the art would be, but I had an idea of what I wanted from my career. And I think that's very important as an artist, to understand what success would look like to you.
And what does it look like to you, and how close are
you? What I had picked when I moved into the studio was that I wanted my art to go into permanent collections of museums. Now, I've achieved that in that the Des Moines Art Center does have a piece by me, so I have to update what success looks like for me, but I always knew that that's what I wanted. Now, you can make a living making unicorn art. You can do all sorts of things in that art ecosphere, and it's fine. I just knew that the work that I wanted to do would not be the sort of thing that you could sell at a Des Moines Arts Festival. That's just never what I'm drawn to. I want to make beautiful things about hard subjects, and that's not an easy sell for people. It has to go to people that are very serious about their art collections, that want to live with that. So I had that idea, and so I just tailored when I went into the studio. I made regular hours for myself. I made sure that I was in there every day working on something, and that I was always looking towards that end goal.
And how did you transition to the point where it actually became full-time without you having to draw unicorns and Godzillas?
Well, you know, again, people coming and seeing the work. We had I think everybody's career is this cascading series of events where you couldn't have predicted it, but it all worked out. And so years ago, there was a gallery in Des Moines called Art House, and it was the first year that I had studio space. And so I'd been in my basement. I got the studio space. I got to make larger work. And it wasn't finished, but a couple of people came through during the open studio and saw it and said, well, would you like to put some stuff at Art House? And then that's what happened. Then Art House went under, and another gallery picked up the work because they saw it at Art House. And then things started rolling along. But people have to see the work.